Work continues on the five-story, $13.5 million parking garage on South 4th Street in downtown Newark. A housing development, including a few retail stores, was planned for South 3rd Street, and now that project has stalled, which removes some of the funding for the garage. The Newark Development Partners are trying to fill that $1.6 million funding gap. They're asking the county commissioners, for example, for $500,000 of it. Governor DeWine says $1 million in federal grant funding will be used in communities across the state to advance ongoing efforts to fight opioid use and prevent overdose deaths. Key priorities include preventing youth substance use and increasing recovery support services. City of New Albany and the Beeps Foundation recently unveiled Becca's Grove at Taylor Farm Park. It honors Rebecca Becca Eldemeyer's legacy as a passionate environmental advocate. The space features vibrant fall trees, a peaceful path, and benches, the first project of New Albany's Memorial Tree and Bench Program. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. Nearly 450 students have received new free winter coats at Herbert Mills Steam Elementary in Reynoldsburg. Bonzi, a local nonprofit, has selected the school as a location for this year's Coat Day Columbus because of its high percentage of students receiving free and reduced meals. Hundreds of coats were organized by size, and as each class arrived, a volunteer helped the child try on the coat to find the best fit. Once the coat was chosen, another volunteer wrote the child's name on the coat's inside tag. The Canal Winchester City Council resumed discussions around increasing the fines associated with speed and theft citations. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Office Sergeant, the Patrols Canal, shared that there is no quota for writing speeding tickets, and it's at the deputy's discretion whether to write a citation or issue a warning. The sergeant also shared he believes his team can handle the number of calls being received while also patrolling during downtime. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.